Well, good evening and good weekend to you. This is David Van with Center Politics, and you're watching Weekend Report. Let's kick it off right now with our first story tonight, Fisher's Pawhuska Follies. I tell you, I don't know if you've been watching this, but up in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, in Osage County, a truck drove through town, middle of the night. It was 3 in the morning, back in early January. And there's one traffic light in town, and the truck didn't make it through in time. The truck was hauling interstate commerce. Actually, it was called industrial cannabis. Good-sized truckload. There was nearly 20,000 pounds, roughly 18,000, to be honest with you, be more accurate. Well, it seems the local cops decided they were going to investigate what's going on in there, and sure enough, don't you know, they're a little yes-no testers, the officer's little kit. I said, what do you know, there's THC here. So they went hog wild, decided they had the biggest marijuana pot bust in Oklahoma history, don't you know. Problem was, it wasn't marijuana. Wasn't even close. Let me get you caught up to speed here. Had a little fight over this. Meanwhile, the government shut down, federal government, that is. And these cops don't have the stuff to test it, right? They're relying on the federal government. Government shut down. These truck drivers stayed in jail the whole time they're waiting for a stinking test. Meanwhile, just to be sure they could hold them, they presumed that it was contraband marijuana. And so they finally got the testing done weeks later. And what do you know? It's less than 1% THC. Now, mind you, the marijuana that you find anywhere, whether it's legal or not, it's going to be more than 10% THC. Less than 1%. That's weaker than near beer, if you know what I mean. Some of you folks know what near beer is. There are trace levels of THC. This is actually newly enacted legislation in the Farm Bill that was passed earlier this winter, made it totally legal. Actually, it was passed in early December, if I remember right. Well, Mike Fisher here. Let me tell you about Mike. Mike is the new DA of Osage County, don't you know? Seems he ran out the former DA, Rex Duncan, former state legislator. And now he's in charge, except he really doesn't know what he's doing, folks. Ends up, he just put Oklahoma in violation of the constitutional rights of the states of Kentucky and Colorado, because this is a truckload that was going from Kentucky to Colorado, was totally legal for interstate commerce because of the Farm Bill, and no state is allowed to interfere with this interstate trucking. Well, Mike doesn't care about that. Mike still insists that, by God, this is illegal contraband. I talked to Rex Duncan, the former state rep. Rex's view of it is, you know what, if one of those tests shows up a little bit higher, then he said he probably would have just hung on to that until we could get this dispute settled and would have sent the rest of the truckload along with the guys. State law doesn't even call for any kind of criminal prosecution, even if it exceeds the 0.3%. That's 0.3% of THC. Keep in mind, they also left this stuff drying in the truck for weeks after it was packaged in Colorado. That means it's been drying out, unless, of course, they left it out in the rain, which, who knows. But if it's been drying out, then as it dries, the THC level will actually increase as a percent of the whole. So even if it exceeded the 0.3% a month after it was harvested, it still was probably consistent with the test findings they found in Kentucky before they even shipped it. So this stuff was certified in Kentucky. So, finally, Friday night of this week, Mike Hunter finally lets the two truckers out of jail, released on their own recognizance. I still don't know that we even have a judge assigned to this case, but whoever it is, better think twice if he wants to stay in office, because they're violating constitutional law of the United States. It's the reason why we have an interstate commerce clause in our Constitution. So one state can't screw over another state while they're trying to ship it through the state to a third state. Anyway, Mike's finally going to have this stuff sent up to Colorado. Keep in mind, you're probably looking at an asset forfeiture target on your back if you're part of the trucking or the security firm. So it's going to go up to Colorado, but to a federal drug testing lab. I told the former DA, Rex Duncan, I said, you know, if I'm the people from Panacea Life, the people who ordered it and were supposed to get it, this is nearly $1 million worth of hemp to be made into legal CBD oil, which is legal in all 50 states. If I were the people of Colorado, I would see if you can't have the Colorado law enforcement seize that shipment as soon as it gets to Colorado and tell Mike Fisher and the sheriff's deputies or whoever's hauling it, they can walk back to Oklahoma. This is pathetic. This ought to get Mike Fisher thrown out of office. I don't even know if there is a possibility to do a recall in his election. But I certainly think if there was a case for recall, this would be it. So that's the story of what's going on with the Pawhuska hemp truck. And to take a look at Channel 6 in Tulsa, KOTV, has had some good stories on it, and as have some of the other television stations. But I'm telling you, Oklahoma, we're about to get hit with a lawsuit because of what Mike Fisher's doing. All right, let's go on to the next story after this.